great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shutdown drags on. We are beginning month number 2. You've been hearing about federal food assistance benefits that expire on November 1st. That's tomorrow. Whitney Drukier runs a food bank in Philadelphia.
We are already seeing a drastic increase in our clients coming in to our pantries saying that they are in need of food supplies. Some cuts have already been made. People are already seeing it in their accounts.
Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor has been removed from the official role of the peerage. That's the first step to removing all of his titles. The move initiated by King Charles. Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor used to be called Prince Andrew, Duke of York, but he was stripped of those titles last night by the king. 1 million bottles of a blood pressure medication have been recalled because it might be including a cancer-causing chemical. And strong storms roaring through parts of the Northeast this week. Winds around New York City whipping up to gusts of 50 miles an hour. This is ABC News.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Trick-or-treat hours in Appleton and Oshkosh are tonight. In Appleton from 4 till 7, and in Oshkosh from 5 until 7. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make the treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
No Giannis, no problem. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. About an hour before game time, Giannis Antetokounmpo, dealing with knee soreness, dropped out of last night's game against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. The Bucks put on quite a show. They went on to win 120 to 110, thanks to Ryan Rollins playing defense and scoring a career-high 32 points. Head coach Doc Rivers:
he's just tough. You know, he's a tough kid, man. And we got a team full of tough guys, resilient maybe is a better word.
NFL, the Packers play the Panthers Sunday. Micah Parsons named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month.
It's always a great honor to get recognized by your accomplishments. But even though, you just understand more goals, we're working towards something bigger. So, obviously sit back, reflect, appreciate this month.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation on 96.5 and 98.3 WISS.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers possible. Maybe a flurry or two mixing in. Our low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Matt Nair on Air.
The executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, Deb Cronmiller, is here. There is a proposal for an independent commission to draw maps in Wisconsin. What a crazy whacked out idea.
How long have people been talking about getting an independent commission in Wisconsin?
You know, going back to 1971, that was the last time that our legislature and our governor actually agreed on maps.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Frito-Lays suck.
Fritos? Like, the actual Fritos?
Yeah, the corn ones, you know?
How do you not
they're
like
too
Fritos?
Salty.
They're salty, but they're corn. They're like the most, I mean, they're the healthiest chip you can have. They're healthy.
Any chips are not great, but yeah. Those ones to me just taste like salt. I can have one and I'll be like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, but what chip doesn't taste like salt?
Well, I mean, that one's just straight salt, you know?
It's delicious.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer and the creator of the Recombobulation Area. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
It's a special Halloween edition of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Live from the haunted Lake Wissota studio, here's your ghost host, Pat Kreitlow.
Parker, are you responsible for that?
No, I'm only responsible for playing it.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine. You're off. Sorry. Let me get my proper Halloween costume on. That would be the baseball cap here that says last minute costume on it with a bat and a pumpkin and a few other things.
Boo. Wow.
Hey, everybody. Nice to have you along on this Friday, Halloween morning. Let me get in the spirit here. It's a spooky morning to have you here up north live from Minnesota. There we go. For dramatic effect. From wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or all the other ways that you found your way here. Thanks for getting your Halloween started. Got a question for you. Can you tell that, Parker, that I have the scariest Halloween costume on possible right now? That's right. I'm dressed up as a Brewers fan.
Oh, God.
I know. I am the ghost of the league championship series past.
I hate it. I hate it.
Trade your Halloween bats for bats that have gone silent. I've scared myself. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, join us along the way. Give us your idea of a much better costume than this. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Though, I mean, to be fair, I gave it an effort. Parker over here is dressed as a mild-mannered, you know, young man in his 20s who has an early morning job in a broom closet at a major market radio station. Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. You know, every time that we say it's a broom closet, I just have to look around and go, yep. Yep, it is.
Hey.
With a curtain for some reason.
I like the curtain there because it prevents you from seeing some of the other items in the broom closet. But as somebody who has worked in many a broom closet in my day, working my way up the broadcast ladder of excellence, I'm here to tell you the next closet will be bigger, Mr. Olson. It will, I promise.
I sure hope so.
Right. Let's see what's coming up on the program today. We're going to talk to Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, our national political editor. There are elections 1 year from next week, 1 year from Tuesday here in Wisconsin. But next Tuesday, there also will be actual elections in several states. It could be a real barometer of things to come. And so we will talk to Kia about that in just a little bit. Of course, Greg Bach will be here after that for our Friday history lesson. And later on in the program, we'll have Chicago radio legend Joan Esposito joining our Week in Review panel. And in our 8 o'clock hour, Kristen Lyerly will be joined by Emily Cephos, a candidate for state senate in the Fox Valley. So all that and more coming up along the way today. It is another cold morning around the state, 28 right now in Black River Falls and in Superior. La Crosse is at 36. Chippewa Falls here is at 37 degrees. Wausau is over at 34 right now. Let's see. So the number again, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And Cindy is on the line from Appleton to tell us about a costume. Cindy, good morning.
Well, I'm going to beat your scarier Brewers costume.
Uh-oh.
I'm dressed up like a Trump supporter.
No. See, we need shrieks of horror to guide that and some organ music. You did it, Cindy. I mean, you're wearing the red hat, I suppose.
Not really. I'm just, you know, just pretending.
Oh, God. Oh, I feel so much better for you, Cindy. Cindy, thank you for calling. Happy Halloween, and don't ever scare me like that again. I'm not that young anymore. All right.
Okay, we'll me see either. Later.
And then we've got Alicia, who says, I'm dressed up as a blue-collar worker. Yeah, Alicia, I know. It's the same costume every day, and it is appreciated. Trust me. Let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, Jim from Brookfield's putting in a little something here, so we'll see what he's got in just a bit. And we'll also, you know, continue to take your calls on what you're giving out and what other costumes you've had. I had to take some photos of our neighborhood costume party, and we held that yesterday at just down the street here. And we've got couples, one of them dressed up in the I Dream of Jeannie costume, and her husband dressed up as Major Nelson from I Dream of Jeannie. I mean, they looked great. Another couple dressed up as the pair from the painting American Gothic, you know, the farmer holding the pitchfork, and they totally nailed that one. Let's see, somebody else had, oh yeah, we had some folks with they could still fit into their high school letter jacket and cheerleader outfit in their elderly years, which was pretty impressive, let me tell you. And we had some folks who had pom-poms, and on their shirts it said "Go Ceilings" because they were fans, ceiling fans. All right, they can't all be winners. Let's see, Jim from Brookfield might be on the line to talk about his daughter's costume. Jim, you there?
Yes, good morning, Pat. Good morning, Aaron. Yes, I just want to let you know that my daughter, she lives out in D.C., right, and works right near the Capitol, but she and her friend are going to a costume party tonight out near the Capitol, and they're going to go as the Louvre burglars, and a pair of Louvre burglars are the individuals who stole all that jewelry. Yeah. So earlier this week, my wife and I put a bunch of costume jewelry and some of her things in a box and shipped it out to her, but we have like a crown and some jewelry or whatnot, but she's going to go as one of the Louvre burglars and wear one of the safety vests with all the jewelry.
I love that. That's perfect. I love the attention that goes into that. And you were essentially an accessory to the accessories in sending that out to there. So good on you.
Cool. Well, thank you.
I hope that doesn't get you in trouble with the law for, you know, aiding and abetting a burglar like that. But thank you. Are you going out and about yourself?
I'll be home with a fire out in front and a skeleton out there, and we'll be handing out candy most of the night. Because in Brookfield, it is on Halloween. It goes from 5 to 7:30.
5 to 7:30. And what are you handing out?
Snickers and, of course, the classic Reese's peanut butter cups and some little... Yeah, I mean, you have to hand out the Reese's, so hard candy. So,
do you get the candy that, you know, you want, like when it's left over, you're going to enjoy the leftovers, or do you purposely buy something you're not fond of and you try to give it all away?
The former. We'll buy something that we'll finish. Be more than happy to finish over time if it's not completely handed out, and it ebbs and flows. Usually, there's a little left, but last year. And even the year with the snowstorm, everything went. So it kind of ebbs and flows. We're thinking a full crowd this year.
Oh, I'll bet you will. And I've got my 50-gallon drum of Kit Kats here. And if I don't give them all away, well, I'll have to enjoy them. That's just fine. Jim, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Have a good start to the weekend.
You as well. Thank you, Pat.
All right. Take care. And let's see. Also from Alicia, one I remember is when I was a ballerina with a snowsuit underneath because we had a snowstorm. What year was that? 1990? Nope. I think you're thinking of the Halloween blizzard of 1991 when we tried to take our youngins out. They were 1 year. That one had just turned 1 year old and the other had just turned 3 years old. And yeah, tried the costumes, but had to, you know, put the you know, snowsuit over it essentially, because this, they said, well, there's a chance of snow on Halloween. And it was coming down, the biggest, fattest flakes, and the wind was howling in a fashion that was appropriate to Halloween. And we thought, okay, well, this is spooky. This is this is actual snow coming down hard on Halloween, having no idea we were going to get 30 inches where we were.
I love, because Halloween, you typically get some interesting costumes. Mm-hmm. I really love the idea of a guy like dressed up as a surfer dude or something like that, and just snowflakes in the air.
It would not have worked out. So you wanted to dress like a snowboarder that year.
There you go.
Anything,
yeah.
You know. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So keep those ideas coming in through the text line, or make a phone call, put something in the comment section of Facebook or YouTube, and give us all some more costume ideas. Here's the other reason you need the costume ideas, not just for last minute things for tonight, but for next year, because tonight it's on a Friday night. Next year, it will be on a Saturday. So there you go. Alicia followed up on the Halloween blizzard. There's a photo somewhere of me next to a jack-o'-lantern and a pile of snow. Yes. I'm really glad that we're not seeing that coming up here and now. In the news on this Friday, this is unfortunate, and this is amazingly unnecessary. But in Wisconsin, the first two Head Start programs are going to be shutting down because of the Republicans shutting down the government. And that means hundreds of kids and a few dozen childcare providers will be hurt. And this is only the first domino of others that could fall, because Head Start programs, which provide early childhood education, child care, health, nutrition, parent involvement services to lower income families, Head Start operates on a federal grant that is given out annually. And these first two Head Start programs have grants that are supposed to come down November 1st. And because of the shutdown, that's not happening. So they have to close their doors. One is the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program. It will close its 9 Head Start classrooms next week. That'll affect 114 children in Richland, Green, Grant, Lafayette, and Iowa counties, and 34 staff who will get no paychecks while this is going on. Also, the Sheboygan Human Rights Association will close its Head Start classrooms on November 14th. That'll impact 172 children in Sheboygan County and 48 staff who will go without paychecks. And not only those 172 children, but of course their parents, who will suddenly not have the usual child care option for them and are going to be left scrambling. Now, again, because these are federal grants done on an annual basis, those are the two in Wisconsin that were due to get their annual grant on November 1st. There are more coming. Governor Evers made this announcement yesterday about the first two, and noted there are 3 more Head Start programs that are expecting a grant on December 1st, affecting more than 1,100 children. And on January 1st, 4 more programs affecting 1,250 children. Nationally, around 750,000 kids get educational and developmental services through Head Start. And Donald Trump and Derek Van Orden and Tom Tiffany and Tony Weed and Brian Stile and all the other congressional Republicans out there don't mind this one bit. They are happy to keep this shutdown going rather than negotiate with Democrats to avoid monster price hikes for health insurance. That's the weird thing about this. It's not like they're demanding anything where you'd go, oh, well, that seems reasonable. Let's try to meet halfway on this. No, the reason that they are refusing to negotiate with Democrats to get the votes they need to get the government reopened is they'd rather see health insurance costs go through the roof. And that's what's going to be happening tomorrow when the open enrollment period begins under the Affordable Care Act in the marketplace. There's going to be massive sticker shock. And I think a lot of those Republicans are going to be hearing from their constituents next week saying, what are we doing here? And in the meantime, everybody else that's suffering through the SNAP benefits and everything else that's happened to workers who aren't getting paychecks or working, having to work for the federal government without getting paid. That's all very scary in a non-Halloween kind of way. We'll talk more about the headlines with Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil coming right up from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wasota. Thanks for being this, the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This weekend, we all fall back. Daylight saving time ends and we turn our clocks back 1 hour. It's also a good time to check your smoke detectors and replace those batteries. Stay safe, stay on time. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back on this Friday morning. Time to check in with Courier Newsroom's national political editor, Kia Vakil. Kia, how are you?
I'm all right, Pat. Living one day at a time.
Well, of course, you're in Los Angeles. I mean, you're on pins and needles. The Dodgers are this close to blowing the World Series later tonight in Canada. Right. I also know you're not worried one bit about that. Are you, Phillies fan?
No, not particularly. And I'm more watching the LAFC soccer team. So I'm one of the rare people who is not all that invested in the World Series, despite living in L.A.
Let's start with next week rather than we'll get to the shutdown, of course, and other things. But there's some big things happening next week that I think we should preview here. It's not election day here. We'll be marking 1 year until the big 2026 elections for governor and Congress and legislature. But there are elections other places next Tuesday. What should we be looking for? You want to start with where you are in California?
Sure. So we have Prop 50 here in California, which is essentially a ballot measure asking voters to approve a new congressional map that would most likely see Democrats pick up another 5 seats. Of course, this is in response to Texas Republicans gerrymandering their map, which kicked off a whole saga that we now have like half a dozen states involved in. We have that across the country in New Jersey and Virginia. You have two governor's races and some legislative races. In New York, we obviously have the mayoral race. In Minneapolis, we have a mayoral race. We have a state Supreme Court races in Pennsylvania. And then there's others in different spots all across the country as well.
It'll be interesting, though, to see what we learn in those, because during Donald Trump's first term, basically every special election, every midterm, everything like that was a setback, all leading to Trump losing his own reelection in 2020. This time around, I mean, he got reelected. He's got a base that is devoted to him, but we're really going to see a barometer of whether that base turns out in other elections next week.
Yeah, I mean, we are. And, you know, this does feel slightly different than 2017. You know, I do think we've already had a handful of specials this year where Democrats have overperformed, which is not surprising. The base, the Democratic base, now turns out more in these sorts of off years. But yeah, it'll be interesting. If Republicans win one of the governor's races in Virginia or New Jersey, that's a huge win. And frankly, like a huge choke job by the Democrats. And so it'll be very interesting to see what we learn. I think we can't look at any one election or race as like indicative of anything, but as a whole, yeah, I think there's going to be some signs under the hood of what we can expect going into next year.
All right. Certainly clouding all of this is what's happening with the government shutdown, for as long as Republicans can keep, you know, the government shut down and spread the pain around. And we've already talked about, you know, the first two Head Start programs in Wisconsin that are likely going to have to cease operations. And of course, you see the stories from throughout the Courier Newsroom Network. And, you know, Head Start is just the latest casualty, along with SNAP benefits and Affordable Care Act health insurance premiums and military paychecks. And so why not Head Start, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. We're going to see lots of working class, low income, frankly, just poor, even some middle class people. They're going to lose childcare for their kids. They're going to lose food benefits that they rely on. We're going to see people with disabilities and seniors and veterans and kids probably go hungry because the government shut down as it relates to SNAP. The Trump administration refuses to use emergency funding, even though that's what it's there for. Head Start, like, that's going to decimate parents. Like, parents, childcare is extraordinarily expensive. Head Start is there for the parents who can least afford it to pay for childcare. And without it, what are they going to do? Are they not going to work? Are they going to lose their jobs? Are their kids going to go without care? Are they, like, it creates impossible situations for families who already basically live, you know, the lucky ones paycheck to paycheck. Some of these people don't even live paycheck to paycheck. And it's just really galling because, you know, Republicans control the White House. They control the House. They control the Senate, and yet no one expects them to be reasonable. It's all about, oh, when will the Democrats, you know, cave and make sure that people don't go hungry and don't lose health, don't lose childcare? When will the Republicans actually try to fight and make sure people don't lose those things? It's such BS that the narrative is what it is.
It is. And again, it is testimony to, you know, the right wing media bubble. It is so much larger than, you know, a lot of people want to give credit for. And then in the midst of all this, Kia, are just a wave of layoffs across corporate America. I know we've talked about it previously, but I mean, these are not numbers to sneeze at of people losing their jobs beyond the federal government.
No, it's a lot of number. It's a lot of layoffs. We have seen Target, we've seen Amazon, Microsoft, all sorts of GM this week announced a couple thousand layoffs across the Midwest. It's brutal. And, you know, to some extent, you do tend to see more layoffs tick up towards the end of the year as these companies, you know, want to juice their stock price and, you know, their earnings. But this feels a little different to me. It is tens, if not hundreds of thousands of layoffs happening within the span of a couple weeks in September and October. It's also a lot of white collar jobs, which is something you don't always see. And it's happening at the time that we're seeing car loan delinquencies go up, credit payments fall behind, all sorts of different economic indicators kind of flashing red. Meanwhile, you have the stock market continuing a really strange climb upwards on the back of like six or seven stocks. And so it's very much, it feels like a bubble built largely on the back of AI. And meanwhile, everything else and everyone else is struggling. And if and when that bubble bursts, which I suspect it will, this is just going to be the beginning of layoffs possibly. And that's really scary.
And I would reference people back to yesterday's show in our 8 o'clock hour. We talked to Sean O'Malley, a Wall Street expert, all about the AI bubble. And he's a compliance expert on Wall Street. And if he's afraid of just how massive this bubble is, this is something everybody needs to be paying attention to. All right, we're heading into our history lesson next. So I'll leave you with some musical trivia. If I give the name Robert Van Winkle as having a birthday tomorrow, anything for Robert Van? Come on, you've got every one of his CDs. You know,
sounds like a made up name.
No, the made up name is Vanilla Ice because Robert Van Winkle wasn't good enough. So, Kia Vakil, thank you very much. Have a good weekend. And we will note Mr. Van Winkle, Mr. Ice's birthday after this. You're up north.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Over the air and on the web, WISS is your home for real news and great conversations for Oshkosh. WISS.FM.
The 98th National FFA Convention draws to a close tomorrow in Indianapolis, Indiana. With more than 72,000 in attendance, it begs the question, where will they meet next year? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday, and we'll give you that answer next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Cheryl Zimmerman is not only Wisconsin's executive director of the state FFA, she's also on the National FFA Board as their executive secretary. She tells us that they've committed to being in Indianapolis, Indiana for the national convention through 2040. And it's going to mean Indianapolis has to continue to grow with the convention.
Well, you know, I've been to a number of national FFA conventions, and even thinking back to when we first came here, you know, they switched from having the RCA Dome, which was the football stadium at that time, and then obviously Lucas Oil Stadium came here, and then that now has become the venue where our events are, our main convention sessions. And then the opportunity as we look out the windows of the convention center, as that has expanded, there's a new hotel and more convention space coming. So Indianapolis is growing right along with our organization. And that's what really helps in this key partnership, is that they're willing and they know that we want and have more members that want to be a part of this, and they're willing to help us make that happen.
Cheryl Zimmerman, she is the executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Center, also the executive secretary of the National FFA. Just in case you wondered, Indianapolis, Indiana as a whole has a population of about 850,000 residents, and this week, more than 72,000 visitors that were part of the FFA.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And a quick congratulations to some of the national winners that were recognized last night from Wisconsin. Owen Helmling from Beaver Dam in Agri-Science Fair, Josie Roberts from Portage in the Prepared Public Speaking, Hannah Olson from Adams Friendship in Beef Production Placement, and Marshall Kleiman from Granton in the Dairy Production Entrepreneurship category. See more at FFA.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
From Main Street to the Capitol in Madison, WISS is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers possible. Maybe a flurry or two mixing in. Our low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils, fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny. You know, of course I did. I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
But well, you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr drops by with great music and fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
We're starting our Friday history lesson with a little hootie, like the owl, you know, for Halloween. Boo, boo. No, it's nothing like that. See, this is why we only let Pat play on Halloween every so often. Other times he just takes the day off. Atlantic Records signed Hootie and the Blowfish this day in 1993. The band's debut, Cracked Rear View, would become the best-selling album in Atlantic Records history. The track There Only Want to Be With You hit number one on the pop charts. Let Her Cry and Time and Hold My Hand were all top five hits for Hootie and the Blowfish. And then they practically went away. But that's the music business for you. Welcome to our history lesson for a Friday. Oh, Friday? Well, that means Greg Bach is here, boys and girls. Mr. Bach, good morning.
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
And what are you dressed up as today?
As an accomplished adult.
Very good. Very nice.
If you check my Instagram feed, I am Greg Bach on Instagram. See what I did there? I plugged my Instagram. You will see pictures of a final, finished, completed garage cleanup.
That's a big project. Wow.
That was amazing.
Scary. Scary to get something like that done.
Yeah.
Good on you. That's all right.
And it's perfect timing because Trick or Treat in Kenosha is tonight from 4 to 7, so I can set myself up in the garage with some candy and a chair and allow the dozen of children to come through the neighborhood.
That's awesome. Wait a minute. I'm looking at this on Instagram now. This is the before picture?
The first picture is the before picture.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a before and after.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's the after.
Pat was really worried about that first picture going, this is clean.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Do you understand what clean looks like, Greg? Because this looks like you dropped a bomb inside
of
it.
If you could just get a bobcat, you know, or, you know, some other kind of a bulldozer and just push some of that over and make some space, that would be great. Yeah. Well, I like the idea of handing out candy while you're in your garage, making it kind of an outdoor thing. Yeah. Some of our neighbors sometimes will have like a little fire pit going or something. So,
ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Make it nice and spooky.
Plus, kids knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell and coming up, not so good for my dog.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm gonna subtract her from the equation and just plant myself in the garage and hand the candy out.
I think that's just the way to go. All right. Also on today's history lesson, on this day in 1964, Baby Love by the Supremes goes to number one, giving them their second chart topper after Where Did Our Love Go, making them the first Motown act with two number one hits. On this day, oh my gosh, it's 50 years ago. 50 years ago today, Queen released Bohemian Rhapsody.
The real life, is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. Escape from reality.
Every so often, we play something during the history lesson, and I can hear a good chunk of the listenership go, stop, no, let the song play. Just go get some coffee or something. No, but we can't do sing along this morning with Bohemian Rhapsody, much as we all would like to. Because ever since Wayne's World, the movie, you have to give it a very dramatic interpretation when you're singing along to Bohemian Rhapsody.
And that song and Queen seems to have like a decade comeback. Like,
yeah,
it happened for Wayne's World, then a decade later, then the biopic came out. They always seem to be coming back into our lives, which I have no problem with.
Nope, none whatsoever. And I love the part of the movie where they play it for the record executive, and he's like, "What the heck is this? Nobody will listen to this." Exactly. And 50 years later, nobody knows his name, but we know the tune. on this day in 1941, Mount Rushmore was completed after 14 years of work. On this day in 1968, the Milwaukee Bucks won their first game after losing the first five. They got their first win after beating Detroit this day in 1968. By the way, they beat Golden State last night, 120 to 110. Giannis sitting out with a sore left knee. All right, I think you've got this one already, Greg, but on the birthday list, if I tell you that this is, as I said to Kia Vakil a moment ago, Robert Van Winkle's birthday, you know who we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I do, baby.
Let's play a little of Mr. Van Winkle's greatest hit.
Speaking of Queen. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid don't play. If there was a problem, I'll solve it. While my DJ revolves it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Yeah. What? Vanilla Ice is 58 years old today.
And got sued by Queen and David Bowie.
Yes, and rightly so. Dan Rather is 94 years old today. You can bring that music down just a little bit there. In fact, it's Vanilla Ice. You can melt
the ice a little. Would you melt the ice, Parker?
Be done with this?
Yeah, I'm done. Actor,
wow.
Actor Brian Doyle Murray, Bill Murray's brother, is 80 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he gets enough due. I mean, he's played some great roles in Christmas Vacation and Caddyshack and Groundhog Day.
Well, his work with Second City and SNL. I mean, he has been, if you hear it, you might know the name, but you can't put it to a face, but you know the face.
As soon as you go to the face and you hear the voice and you go, yep, that's
I'm Brian Doyle Murray.
Yep.
I'm professionally angry.
Two people born this day in 1950. I wish they both were still with us. Only one is. Jane Pauley turned 75 years old today. And I wish John Candy did as well. He was born this day in 1950. Gone way too soon in 1994 at the age of 43. Have you seen the John Candy documentary yet?
It was beautifully heartbreaking.
I could
spend hours, but I will not. That documentary was amazingly done.
That is on our watch list for this weekend.
And if I may put another great documentary just put out recently, made by the children of the subject, Mira and Stiller, Nothing Lost. It's the Ben Stiller, Ben and Amy Stiller documentary about their parents.
And I loved Stiller and Mira back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, they were great. And when their Nepo baby came up, I'm like, oh, he's not going to be any good. Turns out Ben Stiller's actually pretty good.
He's amazing.
And with parents like that. So, yes, I'm glad you reminded me. Okay, it's a documentary weekend at the Franklin household. All right, on this day in 1980, Bruce Springsteen got his first ever number one album with The River, featuring this top five hit. We talked about this before, old classic songs, and finally you kind of pay attention to the lyrics and go, oh gosh, I don't know if I still like the song as much. Give a listen.
Yeah.
Okay, now
it's like when you listen to the lyrics to the Pina Colada song, you're like, oh, everyone in this song is a trash bag. They're terrible, all of them. None of them deserve happiness.
This guy's abandoning his family. We're just celebrating
I'm laughing.
Oh my goodness. But yeah,
went up for a pack of cigarettes and I never came back.
1980 is when he had his number one album, The River. On this day in 2011, if it felt a little more crowded around here, it's because the world population reached 7 billion. Then it would reach 8 billion by 2021. It's currently at 8.25 billion people.
This feels like a
that's
lot
just
of
too many people.
Yep. Yes.
Meanwhile, Dr. Oz says America's underbabied. That's another topic for another time.
Oh,
I think you keep saving these topics because I'm going to need a guest host one of these
podcast.
Days.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yes. On this day in 2008, an anonymously submitted white paper called Bitcoin a peer-to-peer electronic cash system was published, describing a decentralized peer-to-peer network that could track and verify transactions while producing a transparent, verifiable record. The money of the future or a Ponzi scheme? You be the judge. You know?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yep. Okay, here's a case of old song and its remake. Here's the old song from 1963. The number one song was by Jerry and the Pacemakers.
You walk through a storm, hold your hand up high.
Now, folks either know You'll Never Walk Alone from that version as fans of the Liverpool Soccer Club, because that is still their theme, or maybe they remember hearing Jerry Lewis sing it at the end of all of his Labor Day telethons. Whatever the case may be, it's a perfectly lovely song. But I gotta say, I still prefer the way the Dropkick Murphys gave it a little touch. They stepped up a zhuzh. They stepped up the tempo just a little bit. Still beautiful, but then
more back.
Okay, we've heard more cowbell. This is the first time where you go, I need more bagpipe.
Yes.
I need more. I love that song. I love that version of it. On this day in 1969, the Beatles scored their 13th number one album with Abbey Road. A few singles off there, like this one. By about this time, you thought the Beatles are going to be around forever. I mean, look at the stuff they're cranking out. It's all so different and imaginative. And little did they know they were coming near the end of the road on this one, the Abbey Road. See what I did there? On this day in 1992, the Roman Catholic Church apologized for its treatment of Galileo, the Italian
better
astronomer.
Better late than never.
359 years late, acknowledging he'd been right about the Earth revolving around the sun. You know, the important thing is that you recognize that you were wrong.
Was it just, had they already acknowledged the Earth and sun thing? Or was this the first time about the Earth and sun, too?
No, this was just the apology.
Okay, just the apology for Galileo. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have done all those terrible things to you. Oh, well. Also, in 1969, I mentioned that Abbey Road was the number one album. The number one single was by Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Suspicious Minds came right after the 1968 comeback special. It was his 17th and final number one song here in the country. There is today's history lesson for you. What, pray tell, Parker Olson, is on the national day calendar, besides it being Halloween, of course?
Well, Pat, because it's Halloween, it's also, I believe, Frankenstein Friday.
Frankenstein Friday?
Frankenstein Friday. No word on if this is about the doctor or the monster.
I think you can't have one without the other.
This is
or
true.
It's my favorite comedy duo, Frankenstein. How
there
you doing?
There's a hot dog. Here's a beer. Yes. All right. What else are we celebrating today?
It is also National Breadstick Day. I'm a big breadstick.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why on Halloween? I never understand these dates, the ones that some of them
you
pick.
Asked Parker to do the National Day calendar. You didn't ask him to do deep research on the origin stories.
Clearly, I need to upgrade the assignment here. Jeez. Why?
All
right. On Halloween, are we doing breadsticks?
All right. Do you want one that makes sense today?
Yes.
It's caramel apple day. Is that better?
Yes. Thank you.
What do you want from me? It's caramel apple day. Yeah.
Hey. Caramel apples, that thing that you get to enjoy from when it first takes out, you know, one of your baby teeth.
Yeah.
Still takes out one of your adult teeth in your advanced age, and you go, that's it. No more caramel apples. We're done. It was a good ride while it lasted. Could you slice this up for me, please? Better yet, could you mash it? Let's see. What else we got?
There's also Knock Knock Joke Day.
On Halloween.
On Halloween. When we return, we'll tell you one.
After this.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paint, e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WISS.FM and click events. You're welcome.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via texts, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Let's say you have a couple who's about to get married. You get them a gift at the wedding shower. You get them a gift at the wedding. You get them a gift at the baby shower. If they buy a house, you get them a housewarming gift.
I have never been married. I doubt I ever will be. What do? You just say, I'm going to celebrate my singlehood. Bring me a gift. Brett Brown Deer says, Todd, you don't get a gift for not getting married because you already won by staying single.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News. This is Valley Focus, and today we're joined by Yava Engel of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. Hello, Yava.
Hello, Lisa.
So, I mean, we're coming up fast on one of my favorite days of the year, of course, not just because it's fall, but also because there's candy involved, and that's Halloween. I love my candy, I will admit it. But I was thinking, since you're here from the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, animals, you know, sometimes you see a dog in a costume going out trick-or-treating with the family or whatever. But this is it's kind of a time to think about the safety of your pets for trick-or-treating, not just if you're taking them out, but also if you're not and you're handing out to trick-or-treaters. Tell me some of the things we need to think about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is a super fun time of the year. We just had our Halloween trick-or-treating party on Saturday over at the shelter, which was a big success. So we love Halloween too, but there are a few things, like you say, that animal owners need to keep in mind on this day. And one of them being is making sure that your animals are kept safe in the house. in an area where they can where they cannot accidentally escape the home. It can happen in a heartbeat. Both my kitties are DoorDashers, and they have escaped multiple times, and we've had to find them and carry them back into the house. So keeping the kitties in a safe room where they cannot escape, that's really important. The same with the dogs, really. And something else to keep in mind is that a dog that normally may like children may get scared when they see children in a costume, especially if they're carrying props and swords and lightsabers and things like that. And of course, the masks, it may look very strange and weird to a dog. And so making sure that I would recommend putting the dogs away as well, kenneling them or having them in a different room so they don't get startled and do something that may be out of the character for them.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I can remember vividly one of my childhood pets. His name was Cece, and he was a cat. And I came out of a room just wearing a witch's hat, and he looked at me and was like, "Oh, I don't know who you are." Back arched, ran, and hid. And I'm like, he's my cat. It was because I had this weird thing on my head that he had never seen me with. So that does, masks and costumes do affect an animal.
Oh, absolutely. Because they're used to seeing humans in a certain way. Some dogs get scared when they see things they've never seen before, like wheelchairs and canes and weird hats. And so Halloween is even so much more stressful for them. And it's not even just the dogs. I mean, I will tell that my parrot at home, when he saw me coming in my Halloween costume, which was a pirate, and yes, he was my prop at the shelter. He sat on my shoulder the whole time.
Good Cosmo.
But when he heard me walking on the floor in my boots, it was a sound he wasn't used to. So he was not happy to come out of his cage for me. And he was trying to bite me, actually. Just that's how much it can startle. Such small things that are completely out of their normal routine can really scare any animal.
And in addition to that, you've got people coming up to your door, either knocking on it, ringing the doorbell, trick or treat, whatever it is. And that can cause a dog to be a little reactive sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the doorbell alone, right? That's the barking and the running. And so I would say just be extra cautious and put the animals away, because everyone wants to have fun and the kids want to have fun and the people who hand out candy as well. So I think it's just safest to put them away.
Now, you mentioned candy, and I didn't want to let you get away today without us talking about that, because chocolate can be deadly for dogs. And candy in general is just not a good thing for them to have. So can you talk a little on that?
Oh, absolutely. Chocolate is not good for dogs, just like you said. I'm not sure how much actual cocoa is in some of the candy that is a part of trick-or-treating. But either way, sweets are not really good for the dogs. And so keeping those away from all animals is a really wise idea, and not feeding them to the dogs, and also watching your little ones, making sure that the kids aren't feeding the candy to the animals. Cats are less likely to eat the candy, but if you have cats and dogs, the cats may start playing with the candy and bat it off the tabletop or countertop, and the dogs may get to it. So it's the wrapper that may be potentially dangerous to the dog if they eat the whole thing. And just the candy itself, if it's not chocolate, it would still give them upset tummy, and you don't want any accidents in the house.
Exactly. I mean, when I think of what I call waxy candies, which are like the circus peanuts or the waxed little cola bottles or the waxed lips and all that can cause an obstruction in a dog's intestines. Caffeine, the cocoa has caffeine. Caffeine is very, very bad for the dog's hearts. And just in general, getting sick. I mean, the last time I had a pup throw up in my house, it was a mess.
It is not fun. No. So definitely, I think just to be on the safe side, keep the candy stashed away and just keep an eye on it in general.
So basically, keep your animals in a separate room where they're going to be safe, secured, and happy, you know. When the trick-or-treaters are coming in and out and towards your house, keep the candy away from the animals and basically use common sense.
Absolutely. Also, make sure your animals are microchipped. or at least have a tag. And if they are microchipped, make sure your address is updated should they get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they have tags with a phone number to be reached at. And just in general, maybe use some calming devices, maybe music in the room to just kind of calm the animals down.
I'm glad you mentioned microchips too and tags, because on Halloween night, if your animal should get out, I know that there are people that work with the Oshkosh Area Humane mm-hmm. Society who will, you know, if a police officer says, hey, we've got a dog, can you take it? We'll take the animal to the shelter. And then you got to wait till the next day, though, to pick it up.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We open at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that in case it should happen to somebody. You know?
Absolutely. And we're here for the animals in our community and for the folks in our community. So should that happen, of course, we're there for you. But we're hoping it doesn't happen and that the animals are safe and sound in your own homes.
Yava, thank you very much for joining me today on Valley Focus. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I love having you here, Lisa.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Day 31 of the federal government shutdown. No end in sight. Democrats holding out for government subsidies to continue for those who buy private health insurance. Many of them found out this week their premium costs are drastically rising without those subsidies. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Republicans argued the Affordable Care Act, which set up Obamacare, was a bad law that drives up premiums and strains doctors. President Trump last night posting, quote, Obamacare is a disaster. Rates are going through the roof for really bad health care. Do something, Democrats.
King Charles has now stripped all titles from his brother Andrew, including that of Prince, for his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. This weekend marks the end of daylight saving time. Set the clocks back overnight Saturday into Sunday. And you've probably noticed if you bought your Halloween candy already, the price of chocolate is a lot higher than last year. The price of cocoa, one reason why, a 100-count bag of candy, it cost $9 then, now costs $16. This is ABC News.